This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest, and I'm really excited to have him on here. Their company is really making headways through the realty industry, and we're talking about EXP World Holdings, or EXP Realty, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol EXPI, and they have been engaged in the marketing of sale residential real estate and the first national recognized cloud-based full-service agent-owned real estate brokerage, delivering around-the-clock access to collaborative tools, the socialization, professionalism development for real estate brokers and agents. And our guest today is Glenn Sanford. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me on the show.
He is the CEO and chairman. I mean, you guys are really disruptive, the real estate market. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, so EXP World Holdings is the publicly traded company. Primarily, we own a company, EXP Realty. In fact, I'm the founder of EXP Realty, and we are a residential real estate brokerage. We currently operate in 43 states, District of Columbia, plus a couple of provinces up in Canada. But we started the real estate company back in 2009 after the downturn. I had actually been a very high producing real estate professional, started in 2002. Actually, even prior to that, I'd been involved with a lot of startups and started a couple other companies prior to real estate. But I got in real estate in 2002, did phenomenally well by my fourth full year in the business. We did over $60 million in production. I know you have some experience in that industry as well, but that's a tremendous amount of production as an agent and a team in a very short period of time. And we actually turned into a brokerage in 2007 had a great 2007, great first half of 2008, and then the market turned in the second half of 2008, as we all know. And I had three physical bricks and mortar offices. And in 2000, we actually closed two of them down, went to a skeleton crew on the third one, which was up in Bellingham, Washington, which is where I live. And in early 2009, we went about working on the challenge: how do we build a profitable real estate brokerage that's not dependent on bricks and mortar? And if you get into sort of understanding the economics of residential real estate, the biggest single cost to real estate brokerage is the bricks and mortar, followed closely by the staffing costs of each of the individual offices that you think of. So whether it be Keller Williams, whether it be Coldwell Banker, or what have you. And given that backdrop, we said, how do we build something that is we didn't use the term cloud-based, but it isn't dependent on bricks and mortar. And we went about doing that. And so we launched it in October 2009 with about 24 agents. We're now over 3,300 agents in 43 states. We're really the fastest growing residential real estate brokerage in the country. And we're a national company, as opposed to when you think of most brands, those are franchisees that own local offices, or they're independent brokerages that are run. And we're actually one national company. So we actually have the largest national footprint, or one of the two or three largest national footprints in the country as one single company. And we're also the fastest growing, and it doesn't cost us a lot to expand, which is pretty cool too, because of the way that we've approached the business.
How did you go from that to going to a publicly traded company?
So I was an agent, and I'll give you kind of the backstory, and then I'll explain why we did what we did. As a top producing agent, I started at Prudential. I went to Keller Williams. I was the number one buyer's agent my first full year at the Prudential. I was the top agent and team in my local office, and I actually was in the top 50 nationally with Keller. And it kind of bugged me that I wasn't being offered ownership of the companies that I offices that I was contributing a significant amount of the profit to, and so that bugged me, and so when we went about starting EXP, there were two things that we wanted to do. Keller Williams, a lot of people know that name. They have a profit share program, which has really helped them catapult them to about 155,000 plus agents. I think they're 159,000, I think, last count. And I was part of that system. The profit share system only works if you're if you have agents who are in profitable offices. And unfortunately, some of the offices that I had agents in weren't profitable, so it didn't turn out to be as profitable as we wanted it to be. But we put in what we refer to as a revenue share program. And so agents and brokers who help us grow actually get a piece of that. But then the other piece that eluded me was the ownership piece. And so in 2012, we started to say, how do we create ownership for our agents and brokers? And as a private company, there's a lot of, you can't do a lot. You've got limited to the number of unaccredited shareholders that you can have in a company. And so we went about in 2013, we actually went and bought a shell so we could actually share equity with our agents and brokers. We cleaned all that up and then rolled in toward the end of 2013. And in 2014, we actually introduced about middle, end of the year 2014, our agent ownership initiatives. And it was pretty crazy because we were growing about 50% year over year at that point. And as soon as we introduced those initiatives, we started to attract some really, really high caliber, talented agents and brokers because it was a game changer. Nobody provides equity to the agents and brokers. And if you actually think about residential real estate, and if you bought or sold a home, your relationship is with the agent, not the brokerage. The brokerage, to some extent, is almost immaterial to the transaction. It's about the agent and the agent relationship with the consumer. And we wanted a way to, one, attract agents to our brokerage, but then also to retain them. And so we put investing and other things into that. But this is all part and parcel to the public company piece. So it was a strategy. It was kind of expensive to do it, but it's been paying off huge in terms of the growth since then. It's taken off a little bit like a rocket ship since we introduced that initiative.
Absolutely. My guest today is Glenn Sanford. He is the CEO and chairman of EXP World Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol EXPI. I want to give my listeners a little bit of background and metrics of your company before we go on to the next question. You know, in 2013, you did $10 million in revenue. In 2014, you did $13.6 million. 2015, you did $22.8 million. And then 2016, you did $54.2 million, about 137% growth over 2016. And then your agents' growth was about 176%. My question is, how do you manage all this growth?
Yeah, so it's the cool thing is that when you go and you approach it from a cloud-based mindset, we actually have the ability to scale better than most brokerages. If you think about a traditional brokerage, let's say you go from 100 agents to 200 agents, and just use that as a metric. Now, generally speaking, that means you have to either change locations, add another office. Add staff to that next office. It's a fairly expensive process, but when we do it through a cloud-based environment, it's really about adding seats to our existing cloud-based infrastructure and providing access to the training tools and collaboration that we provide via the cloud. One of the cool things that we did back in 2009, and nobody else has even done this. I scratch my head why it hasn't happened. But we actually go to the office as avatars. So literally, we have a campus where you literally walk in as an avatar, and you walk over to accounting, transaction coordination, agent services, tech support. We've got Brad Anderson came over from Zillow. He built Zillow Academy and Active Rain University. He does heads up a lot of our training and coaching. We've got all of these people on campus. And so literally anywhere around the country, you can actually join and be part of that whole collaborative infrastructure. And it really has allowed us to scale in ways that most companies could only dream of scaling.
You know, I wanted to ask you, you're maybe one of the only realty companies out there that has some sort of multi-level commission. Can you explain that to my listeners?
Yeah, so we refer to it more as a comp plan as opposed to an MLM plan, because we're not selling, you know, potions and lotions or any of those types of things. We actually model it after Keller Williams profit share system. So Keller Williams has a 7-level profit share system. I was there. I loved their profit share system. It didn't work as well as I wanted it to, But we actually model our revenue share plan on a seven level plan similar to Keller. And it really allows our agents and brokers to play an active role in both attracting agents, but also supporting agents and the brokers. So it's no longer just the broker owner and the sales manager and the staff supporting agents. It's actually, you've actually got seven people in addition to the company that have a financial interest in seeing you succeed, whether it be working with buyers, working with sellers, developing listing presentations, coaching and training your own agents that you might be growing, whether you're growing an individual team or you're attracting agents to the broker. So it really has allowed us to leverage the agents and brokers into a leadership position that we normally would have had to do in a more traditional sense from the company.
I see. You know, tell me a little bit about your cloud-based brokerage. How did you create that? What does that exactly mean?
So, you know, the cloud obviously could means a whole bunch of things, but generally speaking, it's a really, you know, it's a term that basically means you're using the internet. And we're using some really interesting tools. One of them that I described is our avatar-based environment. But literally, it's like going to a video game, except instead of having guns and enemies, you literally have boardrooms, presentation theaters, and laser pointers. And so we literally work in these rooms that have boardrooms and all these other things. And so that has probably created the community piece more than any other single tool in the cloud that we could have thought of. Now, we use things like Google Apps. We use a lot of other platforms relative to how we do transactions. But that one, that virtual world for business, for us, was really the game changer. It's the thing that actually allowed us to build a cloud-based model and actually not have our agents feel like they were orphans in the organization.
You guys don't charge a desk fee. Most brokerage firms charge a desk fee, right?
So there's multiple models out there. You know, RE/MAX is probably the company that introduced the desk fee model. And a lot of RE/MAXes are still that way. I think Keller Williams does a 70-30 split. We do an 80-20 split. We don't charge franchise fees, so it's generally speaking less expensive to be at EXP. And then you cap typically once you've paid in $16,000 for the year, then you go to basically 100% for the balance of the year. You pay some transaction fees for the remaining transactions for the year. But there, you know, the makeup of the industry is, if you go to a lot of brokerages, they might have 20 different pay plans based on who you are as an agent, et cetera. But we actually have one pay plan across the board, all 43 states, which makes it a lot easier to manage. And it's we do a split model and a cap model. And we have a small monthly tech fee that agents pay as well, $50 a month.
If there's any realtors listening to this segment when it goes out, and if they wanted to join your team, how would they do that?
Well, they can start by actually going to join.exprealty.com, and they can actually learn about the company from there. And certainly they can go to exprealty.com itself and search and do some other things there. So that's where I would start, and then we'll then connect them with somebody in their local market that's with EXP to explain the business model and get them connected.
EXP Realty, EXP World Holdings, Inc. is my company that I'm highlighting today. First time on the show. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol EXPI. With us is Glenn Sanford. He is the CEO and chairman. Glenn, I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, is there anything you want to get out to our listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
No, I think, you know, we are disrupting the residential real estate space. We really think about bricks and mortar in the traditional real estate business is really kind of like the old owners of Blockbuster. And, you know, by going to the cloud, we're creating kind of this sort of Netflix approach to the residential real estate business that gives us, you know, more leverage for us as a company, but also for our agents. And then also that passes on as benefits to our shareholders. So we're really, you know, excited to continue to kind of move this model forward. It's disruptive on a number of different levels. And we think that it's got a lot of legs for quite a few years to come.
Again, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It was a pleasure. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Awesome. Thanks, Everett. I really appreciate it.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.